Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6439. Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Menachem of Tavshin Yitchaz, Brooklyn, Shalom of Racha. This is a student that he's sort of in yeshiva and he's not really doing so well. He's worried, what is he going to do afterward for his livelihood? Let's see what the Rebbe writes him. Shalom of Racha. I'm responding to your letter from Rosh Chodesh Menachem. It refers to the month just as Rosh Chodesh Menachem, not even of, because comfort. This is a, the Rebbe wants to comfort him. He writes that it's already his second year in yeshiva, but he didn't really get much. And lately, he's not really studying because he's wasting time, etc. And therefore, he's not sure how is he going to settle, what is he going to do in the future, the near future. And he writes different ideas, and he's all of 16 years old. He's 16 years old. Mm-hmm. So, the Rebbe says it's understood, and it's very obvious, based on the instructions of our Torah, which is a Torah for life, that you need to continue learning in the yeshiva with studiousness and diligence. Because all of your excuses, all of your reasonings, are just persuasions of the inclination, who is trying to convince the person with all kinds of tricks, as long as he'll be able to prevent him to following and conducting himself along, fitting to the teachings of our Torah, the Torah of life. So that's what you need to be. You need to continue yeshiva, and all the other excuses are just the Yetzirah trying to take you away from doing the right thing. So this that you write, that you're wasting time, etc. But the Rebbe says our sages have already told us that yogaito v'lo imatzoso al tamin, that if you put in effort and you say I didn't succeed, don't believe him. What it means, if you put in effort, you will succeed. If you didn't succeed, that means you didn't put in the effort. You can't succeed. You can't find without putting in the effort. Therefore, if you are going to truly want not only not to waste time, in other words, your goal would be, oh, I don't want to waste my time, but your goal would be to be successful in learning even more than usual, then you will find. And the Rebbe says, these days, your age, you're a young boy, you're 16 years old. Those are the most fortunate days. And what do I mean that the most fortunate days? My intention is that if you utilize it properly, those days, they are the one that tread a pathway for your true good fortune of the person. You have the opportunity now to base yourself, to give you a good life for the future, a spiritual as well as a physical good life, a good fortune, together, physically and spiritually. And the Rebbe says that, as I said before, you need to know very clearly that it's only up to you. And if you make a true decision with the necessary force, so even if it appears, it's possible that it appears to you that the beginning, it's very difficult, but from time to time you will see, you will realize that these difficulties partially are imaginary. And even the part that exists, it's not so difficult to overcome. So, Rebbe splits it into two. Some of them are just imaginary. They're not even difficulties. And some of them that are somewhat difficult, but they're not so difficult that you cannot overcome them. And the Rebbe says, as I said, the known saying, "Ein lecha dover ha'im b'fnei haratzon," nothing stands in the way of the will. And the Rebbe says, for sure you know the three class of Chumash Tilma Tanya that are known, keep of them at least from here and on. With blessings for good news and all the above, in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary. Sometimes the secretary signs his name, and sometimes it just says secretary without saying the name. But in any event, the Rebbe is writing back to a student who decided that he's just not successful. He's not learning much, and he says that he's wasting time. And what should he do? But the Rebbe says he's only 16. And the Rebbe says that Torah's instruction is that you need to continue in the yeshiva. And all your rationalizations and reason are excuses that come from the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to prevent you from doing the right things. And wasting time? Okay. You need to put an effort. Because it's not going to happen without hard work, but if you worked hard, then you're not going to be wasting time. Not only, the Rebbe says, should you goal be not to waste time, you should also try to be more successful, more than usual. Now, the Rebbe says, that's not his will, but the Rebbe says, you will not only not waste time, but you'll be very successful, the Rebbe tells him, if you put in the effort. And Rebbe tells you, your age is the most fortunate age because this is the time that you can set the path up for the path for life, that everything should be a real good fortune, physically and spiritually. Rebbe encourages him to do the three classes of Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya. Amazing how the Rebbe is encouraging, and